Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Vav Omid Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. We have a couple of Mishnah Berurahs to finish off from yesterday, and yesterday we were talking about the tzibur that is not directly facing the Kohanim, but it's to the side of the Kohanim. And we said everybody that's parallel right to the side of the Kohanim and in front of the Kohanim are good, but anybody that's in any way behind the Kohanim, even off to the side, is no good. So we continue reading in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Sadihei, the last couple of lines, where the Bach said that the people that were behind the Kohanim, albeit to the side of the Kohanim, are not going to be Yotzei, as opposed to the people on the side of the Kohanim that are considered in front of the Kohanim, but those behind the Kohanim are considered Anusim, according to the Bach, because they had no choice. What were they supposed to do? They're behind the Kohanim because that's where they purchased their seats. That's their seat in their shul. And they can't push somebody else out of their seat, so therefore they're considered Anusim, and they have the halachic standards of being in front of the Kohanim. He says, Avol ein ze maspik. That's not really a good enough reason. The Bikal yuchol limtso makom poni lamo b'tzidei Kohanim. They could very easily go and move their places to in front of the Kohanim. Or b'em tzabe se kneses ala bima, or any other place in the shul near the bima, so they would be in front of the Kohanim. Or b'ruach ma'ravish al besa kneses, so go all the way to the opposite end, the back of the shul. Ken kasva achronim, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah concludes that this heter that the Bach wanted to give, this limud zchus on the people that are behind the Kohanim, isn't really applicable. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Sadivav, who said, im heim anusim v'chule, if there are people out in the fields that can't come to shul for whatever the reason, they have to be at work, so they're also included in the bracha, even though they're behind the Kohanim, that isn't considered somebody who is excluded from the Birchas Kohanim. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, avo b'lo anusim, if they are not under extenuating circumstances, they're not forced to be out in the fields working, but they choose to be out there, afilu omdi b'veis ha-knesses, even if they come to shul, elo shem achori ha-kohanim, but they choose to sit behind the Kohanim when there was plenty of room in front of the Kohanim, then einom b'chlal bracha, then they're actually not included in the Birchas Kohanim. Why? Demarim b'yatzim sh'ein ha-bracha chaviv lehem, because they're demonstrating in clear to other people that they're not interested in the bracha. It's not dear to them. Because they didn't rush to go and stand in front of the Kohanim to receive the bracha, so they're basically saying, I'm not interested in the bracha, and therefore they don't get the bracha. The issue footnote number 99 brings down the Shaliach Tzibur, the Chazan, Av She'ena Omed El Mula Kohanim, Ponim Keneged Ponim. If the Chazan isn't in front of the Kohanim for wherever the Bima is, he's not directly in front of the Kohanim, so the Chesed La Lofim writes, he is included in the bracha. Don't worry about that. Why? He's not demonstrating in any way. He's not interested in being in front of the Kohanim. He's standing where the Chazan stands. So he's clearly not demonstrating he's against the bracha. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky does bring down, if the Kohanim are in front of where the beam for the Chazan is, so the Chazan is behind the Kohanim, he says, you shouldn't have davened the tefillah that's going to have duchening there. If it's Musaf, for example, in Chutz Laretz, so go move the beam to the place where it will be in front of the Kohanim rather than behind the Kohanim. Furthermore, if somebody happens to be in the middle of a silent Shemun Esrei and the Kohanim are duchening and he's not able to move in front of them, so what should he do? So Rav Yashiv brings down, he's considered like an ones and he doesn't have to move. And this is the opinion as well of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Zilber, the Beis Baruch on the Chayyadim, adds, Shemikol Mokom Yitzadid Rosho, he should at least turn his head, Kdesh Yupanim Kineged HaKohanim, as best as he can, to be facing towards the Kohanim. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe writes, you can actually move in the middle of the Yisrael and Shemun Esrei to be in front of the Kohanim in order to be mekayim this din upon him keneged ponim. And he also says you can answer amen as long as you're certain that you'll be able to go back to your Shemun Esrei, which of course when we're davening from Sidurim is not a problem. However, there seems to be a stira elsewhere. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to say in the Igros Moshe that it's also lehaskel lispal shmon esrei kishal yuchal igmar tefilasu kodem siyas kapayim, and he doesn't give the option over there of saying that you can move. So therefore, there seems to be a stira in Rav Moshe. Now we go on to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Beis HaKnesses Shekulo Kohanim, if you have an entire shul that's made up of Kohanim, I always see the example, the Kohn family's on a retreat for Shabbos and they're all Kohanim, so Imein Shom Elu Asor, if they only have exactly 10 people, they have a minyan mitzumtzum, then the 9 of them go up to the Duchen and go and Duchen. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Sadi Zayin brings down, this is Hainu Levad Mishlat Tzibur, the guy who is the Chazan, even though he's a Kohen, doesn't go up. Shafshu Kohen, even though he's a Kohen, Harikaimun Lon Leel B'Sivchof, we've already learned in a previous Shir in Sivchof, the Shliach Tzibur Kohen. If the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, and there are other Kohanim, and the Yesham Kohanim Acherim that are present, there are at least two, Lo Yiso as Kappa, then the Chazan Shliach Tzibur Kohen should not go and Duchen. Afshu moved to Chlazul Yisrael, so even though he's davening from a Siddur, and he's certain he'll be able to not lose his place, what should he do in this situation? Eliyahu HaMakri, if there's nobody else, he can be the Makri, as we've already learned in Sivkot and Pezayin, Dim Ein Yisrael HaKros, as we said, if there's no Yisrael to go and call out Yivarechicha for the Kohanim, so then the Kohen himself can do this as the Chazan, but he shouldn't go up in Duchen in this situation. The Mechaber continues and says, Lemi Bevarchin, if everybody's going up to Duchen, who are they going in blessing? So it says, La'cheim Shebesodos, to all the Jewish people that are out in the fields. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Sadiches writes, why doesn't it say the Noshim and the Taf? V'lo komel l'Noshim v'Taf, there are women and children in the shul, so why isn't the bracha going on them? So he brings down the name of Achronim, that the lo chashivi l'vracha l'chudayu, they can't be included in this bracha by themselves. However, they certainly are included in the bracha if there are Yisrael in present, avol gam heim b'chlal ha'bracha. Now, the Bir Heitev in Dibur HaMaskel Shebasados, Sivkot and Mem Gimel writes the same question, and he brings down the Hod de Lo Amrinim Mevarchim L'Noshim V'Taf, K'moshir Chosov Achakach Linyan Amen. By Amen, we allow the women and children to satisfy the requirement of answering Amen. Why don't we allow them to satisfy the requirement of that's who the Kohanim a blessing? So he brings down the name of the Bach, because the Pasuk says, Kosovarch was B'nei Yisrael, and implying V'lo B'nos Yisrael. That is the Teretz of the Bach. The bracha is going to men bedafka and not the benos Yisrael. Of course, as we just said, the women and the children are certainly included in the bracha, but you can't make the bracha just on the women and the children, and therefore it's on the acheim shebesados, the Jewish people that are out in the fields, the rest of Klal Yisrael, that their bracha is going on. Then the mechaber continues with miyona achareim amen. But who answers amen? If you don't have anybody else there, the chazan can't answer amen because he's the chazan, so there's no other people in the audience other than the women and the children. So he says, Hanosh v'tap, that they're able to answer and satisfy the requirement of somebody answering Amen. In Sivkod and Sadi Test, the Mishnah Berurah writes, wrote Salomar, Im yesh nom sham, if there are women and children there. No, what happens if there are no women and children? The main osham, so again came no sin kapem, then you're still allowed to duchen, because the anias amen in a ma'akiv sebracha, because the answering Amen is not essential, it's very nice, but it's not an essential component, and if you only have the chazan, he can't answer Amen, and you only have the other nine kohanim duchening, so then they're bracha goes onto the Jewish people in the field, as well as all the rest of Klal Yisrael, and if nobody answers Amen, nobody answers Amen. Now the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im yeshom yoser me'asori, if you have in fact more than 10 Kohens from the Kohen family over there, so you have 11 Kohanim over there, no Yisraelim, so what should you do? Hayiserim me'asori yalu v'yivorchu. You have the people above 10. In other words, in my situation of 11 people there, you have one Kohen going up and duchening. Or let's make it simple that you have 12, because some say that you need to have at least two Kohanim duchening. So let's say there are 12 Kohens from the Kohen family over there. So then, two of the Kohanim go up in duchen, and the other nine, plus the Shliach Tzibur, for a total of 10, are the recipients of the bracha, the Yivarchu. Those two go up there and duchen, the ha'asara that are left behind, the nine plus the Shliach Tzibur, onim acharem amen. They're the ones that, quote, receive the bracha, and they answer amen. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf writes, the reason behind this is hatam, the kivin shiesh asori gidolim shiuchlu lanos amen ala bracha. Since it's now possible to have 10 adult males answering amen on the bracha, that is preferable. Mutov shiiskai mushnehem, v'yumitzosin olim v'asori yanu amen. This way you can have two kohanim duchening, and you can have 10 people listening and answering amen, and this way you have the best of both worlds over here. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Yosef Me'asor, at the very bottom of the page writes, Miloshum Zeh Mashma Afilu Yeshrak Achadosor, Hainu Mashaliach Tzibur. He implies that even if you only have 11 over here, including the Chazan, Ho'echa Mevarach, have one person go up there and Duchen, Vasor Yanu Amen, and have the other 10 people listening, which includes the Shaliach Tzibur, Dimitztarach, Gam Kini Matisha Onim Amen. He counts along with the 9 people that are answering over here. Imhu Batuach Shiachsol Tviloso, the Rasha Lanos Amen, because he could also answer Amen in this situation if he's certain that he won't lose his place. As we've already stated previously, Kamosha Kos, in the Mishnah Berurah already in Sivkotin Ayin Aleph. However, the Chavetz Chaim says, L'chora haloba ofen zeh mutav ha'yoshalu kulam. In this situation, it would be better if they all went up and let the women and the children answer Amen. Why? Because the kaimu ha'kohanim mitzvah saseh d'araisa shal nasiyas kapayim, ma'asha en kenim yala rak echad. Because as I've already pointed out, if only one of the kohanim go up, so then there is an opinion that's brought down. This is seen in Dirshu footnote number 100, which is the Shita, the Reinu Peretz, Shebekohen Echad Ein Mitzvah B'Deraisa. We've already mentioned the Shita previously, that if only one Kohen is Duchenin, some say it's only a Mitzvah D'Rabbanon, It's certainly a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Peretz. And therefore, in this situation, it would be preferable to have all the Kohanim go up there, because if you only have one Kohen going up there and 10 answering, so you may have the benefit of the Amein, but you're not having the mitzvah d'oraisa of duchening according to Rabbeinu Peretz. So therefore, in this situation, all the Kohanim should duchen. But once you already have 12, as I mentioned, then two can go up and the other 10 will stay behind. However, the Chofetz Chaim continues and he says, "Be'emes ze'eino." He says, this is also incorrect, because in our case over here, where you have even 12 Kohanim and two go up now, the Benidon Didan, Levi Mashikos of Prima Godim, according to the Prima Godim, Kol Ikro Shalanesias Kapayim, Urak Midurun Yama. The whole thing is the Rabbanan only anyway. Why? Because if you don't have a Yisrael present, Ein Kan Shum Yisrael, Ha'omil Olavarchu, who tells him, go up there, Omar Lehem, which Unkelis says that you have to have a Yisrael Bedavka, go up and say this. Only Yisrael can do this. Oh, afilu amakri kohen bishlichus Yisrael shal yisham. That would also be sufficient, as opposed to here, ma she'enkin kan shekulam kohanim. Vakohen amakri. Here, you only have kohanim, and the kohan, the kohen is the makri for the other kohanim. He says, mikol makom akati tzorchi. And the Chofetz Chaim says, I'm not sure in this situation what's the best thing to do when you only have 11 kohanim and no Yisraelim present. The issue footer number 101 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who makes a suggestion over here in this situation, that the Kohen who's calling them up should not say Kohanim, because there is a suffix over here, those Kohanim that aren't going up there, are they not being Mekayim, the Smitzes Asay of Duchening? So if you don't call them up, in this situation, you don't have the problem for the Kohanim that's staying behind to receive the Bracha, why they didn't go up and do the Mitzes Asay of Duchening. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kufalef writes, in the situation we just said, have the one or two Kohanim go up in Duchen, and have the other nine plus the Shliach Tzibur Kohanim staying behind and answering Amen. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Afal Gav the Kaim Alon Le'el B'Sif Aleph Nesiyas Kapayim B'Yatsara V'Kohanim Min HaMinyon. Even though normally we say that Duchening requires 10 people in the shul, and as long as you have 10 people in the shul, some of them can be duchening and some of them can be behind. You don't require 10 people listening to the brach of the Kohanim. The Nim Sosheim Kana Sara Onim, in those circumstances where you have, let's say, two Kohanim going up and eight Yisraelim listening, you don't require 10 Yisraelim listening. Vavilu Hachi Shaper Dami. And there we said it was perfectly fine. So how come over here it's different? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shiny Hosim, here it's different. The Kivan, the Ikar Birkas Kohanim Yisrael Nemra, because the Ikar part of Birkas Kohanim is to bless the Jewish people, the Yisraelim. So Chashivi, Afilu, so they count Yisraelim, count even if they're less than 10. Even one Yisrael satisfies this requirement. So you have nine Kohanim and one Yisrael, all nine Kohanim go up there, and the one Yisrael answers Amen, and that's perfectly fine. As opposed to Masha'en came benidon didon shekulam kohanim. But here in our situation where you have 11 kohanim, lo chashivi levarchu luchudayu, then it's not appropriate that they should go and bless that one person. Elam ken yesh asorah sheyikablu abroch v'yanu amein. Unless you have 10 people, ideally, that are answering amein. A very interesting twist over here, and that the kohanim in this situation are somewhat lower status for this din than the Yisraelim listening to the bracha of the kohanim. Sif chavav. The Mechaber writes, v'shah Shemivarchin ain lo marshum pasuk. While the people are listening to the bracha of the Kohanim, the Yisraelim should not be saying any psukim. They shouldn't be saying anything other than listening to the Kohanim. Ela yishtiku, they should be silent. Bichavlu lebracha, they should just pay attention carefully to the yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha that the Kohanim are saying. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kufbeis explains the klum yesh eved shemivarchin oso veino mazin. Because under no circumstances would an eved ever get a bracha and not listen carefully to the bracha that his rebbe, his master, is giving him. The issue footnote number 102 brings down. This explains a very interesting scenario. If a person has already heard Shema, Kaddish, or Kedusha, or Baruch Hu, or anything else like that, and now he's in the middle of duchening, and he's hearing them again, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman says he should not answer to these other Kaddishes, Baruch Hu's, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbahs in the middle of duchening, because he already was Yotzi with them. Shari HaMelech Mevarech Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing him, how dare he go and answer, even though it's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any other bracha. This is different than somebody who's in the middle of Kriyat Shema, or even in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, who is allowed to go and be mafsik, sometimes to answer, or sometimes to at least listen. Because when you're saying Kriyat Shema or your Shemoneh Esrei, avodos hamelechim, they are services to the king. However, the king is not the one actually giving you the bracha. But by duchening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is giving you the bracha. And therefore, ein lecha elo lazin lebracha. You have to listen to this bracha. Furthermore, even in Mispalo B'minyan Acha, you've already davened in another minyan, and you heard duchening, and now you walk into another minyan, and they're duchening, you should stop and listen to them according to the Ben Yishchai, Yamo v'yishma birchas kohanim, v'lo yetzi ad sheyisayim, and you shouldn't leave in the middle of birchas kohanim. What happens if somebody's learning? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down that even if you're learning in the shul and they start duchening, you should stop your learning and you should go and stand in front of the Kohanim in order to receive the bracha. However, if you're giving a shiur, if this is public learning, then you don't have to do this. And likewise, if somebody's learning in depth, so if he's going to stop and duchen and listen to the duchening, it's going to interrupt his concentration and his learning, so the Sefer HaBeis Baruch writes that you don't have to interrupt in that situation. Now the Ramah says, nowadays that the Kohanim are singing a lot and not just saying the words, Nagu gam kin lomar psukim. There are people that have the custom to go say psukim. If you look in Siddurim, you can see psukim that are listed after each word of the Birchas Kohanim. And this similar idea has been expressed previously, the Ramah says, K'moshin is bor le'el simon and zayin linyan baruchu, that when the Chazan is chanting baruchu and they had a long niggin, so people would say psukim while the Chazan was saying baruchu with the niggin. However, the Ramah concludes, Ach yoser tov shalo l'omram. He says the preferred opinion is not to say these psukim while the Kohanim are duchening. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Gimel explains, V'kein kosu achronim d'cheinikar, that the achronim paskin like the second opinion of the Ramah, and he brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham and the Taz, da omran yomai b'shor shel shliach tzibur makru l'fnei ha-kohanim. If in fact you are going to say them, you should only say these psukim while the makri, or the shliach tzibur, who's calling out yivarech echor before the Kohanim say this, that's when you should say the psukim, but not while the Kohanim are saying the bracha. El Yerabba is Magam Gen Gambazet. El Yerabba disagrees even with this. And you can see over there in the El Yerabba, Mishmur says Ayin Sham, which we can see in Dishu footnote number 103, that the reason is, She'eshlochu Shem Lo Yishmu HaKohanim Esamakri. Because if the people in the Tzibur are yelling out the same words or psukim that the Chazan is saying, they're going to interrupt the concentration of the Kohanim to listen to the words of the Chazan, because the Trei Kol Lo Mishtamoy, they can't hear your voice and his voice. Furthermore, Ode, Mikivin She'en Zo Shas HaBracha, Ain't Toelis by Mirza Psukim. He says, why would you want to say these psukim? It's not during the bracha. How would you possibly benefit from saying these psukim? And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, this was also the custom of the Vilna Gaon not to say these. V'chein hinega gor shaloli omrim is brought down in the Maaseh Rav. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, umikol makom, sheyesh lizor shalol amar psukim b'kol. If you are saying these psukim, certainly don't say them out loud. As unfortunately, kamosh osin ha'amon, as unfortunately many unlittered people go and say these things out loud. And especially, b'frat, what they do, mashachozin amilos mitevas yivarechol ha'alim, they say along with the Birchas Kohanim, they say each of the words of the Birchas Kohanim. Bizotos, that's actually a mistake, the Mishnah Berurah says, shol niskar b'shum makom minozeh. He says, there's nobody suggests that the Yisraelim should say the words of the Birchas Kohanim at the same time that the Kohanim is saying them. He brings us down the name of El Yerabba, and in fact, the most appropriate thing to do is to listen silently to the Kohanim while they are in fact saying the bracha of the duchening. And I was taught by my Rebbeim, if one wishes to, he can look at those psukim that are found in the Siddurim, but one should not say them. Finally, the Be'er Heitev in Sifkot Memhei writes, he brings us down the name of Tosos, even though we have the custom, as many of us do, that we say the special psukim of the Ribono Shel Olam for a bad dream, and this is allowed, mishum sakon hitiru, because of the danger, the person has the bad dream, he's worried about it, that it could come true, so we allow them to say the psukim of the Ribono Shel Olam that we are nohek to say at the end of each part of the bracha of Birchas Kohanim, because maybe you need this as a refuah for your dream. So the Trumas Hadeshin explains that when we say this, you should only say this dafka b'shor shemarichim b'chof shol yivishmerecha uvichuneka and the lamed of shalom. This is when the Kohanim are singing their niggin over here. Before they actually say the words, you should try to complete the entire Ribono Shel Olam while they're saying the niggin, but not while they're actually saying the word, that you should try to listen to very, very carefully. That concludes today's shiur.